consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. I have my sexy silver fox here today with me, Dan Haig.
Good morning.
We are coming in as Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank, and this is our final episode of 2022. So I'm really excited about today. It's been a while since you've been a special guest on my show, my love. And we're going to do things a little different today. What came through was that Dan and I love to talk about, we self-reflect quite a bit, quite regularly. And, you know, this is a time of year where we really do that as a deeper dive. And I'm saying for us as a collective, as we move into self-reflection of our top lessons of 2022 and move into 2023 with more purpose, with more consciousness, so that we can create the life we desire aligned with joy, your version of your definition of success, and abundance. And abundance comes in many different ways, not just in prosperity, right? And so we're hoping today to, man, we had a lot of lessons this year.
Big year. Very big year. Seems like every year is a big year, but.
Which is good,
yeah,
right? Like, you guys may have heard me say my lessons come, my biggest lessons, the greatest lessons come very expensively, usually emotionally and or financially. And this year is no exception.
No exception.
You might have seen that I was marketing. We lost 100K. So we're going to talk about that and our mindset around it and the ways that we work through it. We also set this up so that we are going to be, well, I'm going to say Dan is too. He's definitely more in his left brain. He's opening up and awakening. Which is so wonderful. I'm feeling soulgasms.
She encourages me to broaden my perspective. Yeah.
And so, what's really cool is those of you who have submitted questions, thank you to let us really answer for you. I want to also put it in the light that the other questions that have been asked, you know, really like to tune into that because this is a general reading. I'm actually going to open the Akashic records for this group live and on the replay. So it's timeless because as you're tuning in right now live, it's for you right now, whether it's now or 2 years from now or beyond, right? And so we receive the medicine that we really need at the time that we hear it. And so also as I'm channeling, and Dan's going to be answering more so from the perspective of what's coming up for him. And we're going to do it more so from the perspective of if you're getting a sense of love for that person, then cool. And we are going to talk about our own experiences and how we have dealt with something like this, if the answer question pertains to that. And I feel like these are some really, really juicy and very, like these questions that came through. Like, I feel like the collective, doesn't matter who you are, where you're at in life, could really receive some of these answers too. So thank you. And so before we move in and open the records officially, what I'd like to do is really invite you to go to the show notes if you haven't already downloaded my Soul Visioning Interactive Clarity Guide. So every year I like to send out a free gift of visioning prompts. And when I went to go back to the visioning prompts, because I've evolved so much, I'm looking back, I'm like, oh my God, this is like totally not aligned with how much I've evolved. So I went a little crazy and I actually created it to be an interactive experience. I spent hours on this, right? Because it came through. I'm like, I gotta do this. And so it's not your typical visioning prompt. It's like I created videos to guide you through. I created meditations to open up and the records to help you open up and just really like receive the answers you really need as you're journaling through these prompts. And I give examples of what that looks like in my life and that, how that might pertain to you so that you can consciously move forward into your 2023 more boldly and unapologetically. So if you have not received that, check the show notes or just drop me a comment here and I will make sure you get the link so that that gets sent out to you. I'm very proud of this.
Authentically very proud. It's fantastic. I took a look at it too.
Yes. Yeah. Hello. Hi, Michal. Hi, Angelique. Thank you so much for being here with us, loves. So let's open up. Oh, I love that the time here is, as I look at my, that the clock is 9:11. How beautiful. Okay. All right, so let's just take a breath in and out. Taking a breath in, out. Just clearing, relaxing your body. One more breath in and out. And God, divine source and light energy, thank you for allowing us experience your pure love through the Akash. May all be blessed through the divine of the Akash for the highest good. May divine beings of light help us receive what is required for our most divine path and to support the divine path of others. Please help those live and on the replay in this group be who are open and willing to experience pure love found here. We are now in the records. And so as I open the records, you may also be feeling, there's no right or wrong, you might be feeling some of the energy, you might feel tingles, you might feel like an elevated energy and lightness. And if you don't, that is totally okay. What I'm feeling right now is this beautiful, so I see things through like visions and images, and I feel what I'm feeling. And so it's really cool. The image I'm getting is like this circling. It's a whirlwind is not the right term, but it's a circulating energy that is a slow templed, for lack of a better word for now, like a white light whirlwind. And then there's gold trim around it. So it's really beautiful. Yeah.
Like a vortex.
Okay, yes, that is a much better word. See, this is one. it does feel like a vortex. This is really cool. And it feels really wide at the top. It's like, okay, we're entering a portal. Yes, you are so
magical.
Right. It is
magical.
Vortex. Yeah. Yes. Do you feel anything, Mela?
I don't feel a vortex. I saw... You know how when you're flying in an airplane, you're going through the clouds and it's hazy, and then you come out and the light is just beautiful blue skies above the clouds. That's what I had envisioned.
I love it. I love it. And Angelique's like, yeah, she's going to say vortex. Yeah. Yes.
You knew it. We all knew it.
Oh, sometimes the words will just come right through.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So what we want to talk about first is... And actually, I'm going to just set the intention before we speak that we become conduits. And that's not just Dan and I, but you each here as you're listening, as you're tuning in for what it is that you really need to receive for your medicine, for your answers to your questions. So as you're hearing our dialogue, our conversation, as we're talking about our lessons, that you also receive and open to a new perspective, or maybe it's not new perspective, but it is a confirmation, or it's like, oh yes, it's like deepening further and further within you. whatever way you're meant to receive it. If you're being triggered by what we're sharing, beautiful, pay attention to that trigger, because that's where the medicine is. Like, oh, what about this? Am I being triggered and uncomfortable? When I say triggered, I mean there's some feelings of discomfort physically and or emotionally. Okay. I might look away because when I'm channeling, I'm really, I really see visions and images more through my third eye. So I also feel what I feel. Usually if it's a one-on-one, like with my clients, I feel their energy. And so I'm feeling the energy of the collective for those that are here right now and for future replays. So what did you want to set any other intentions, my love? Or
I think the intention that I would like to carry through forward is to obtain clarity. For me, clarity is my main pursuit for the year coming up here. So
beautiful.
And that's one of my biggest lessons too with from 2022, is not having perfect clarity, and that's what I'm striving for.
So yeah. Good. So like let's drop that into the vortex as well. And let's move into that. We hope that you also receive clarity in this episode. So we'll share about our top lessons, and then we'll go into answering the questions that were submitted. So let's start there. Like, holy moly. Let's get right to the heart of it. We had a really big lesson that happened this year.
Yeah. So 2022 was... of course, everything, the best intentions were put in place. We had invested into a side business completely unrelated to what I do, completely unrelated to what Roz does.
Which, by the way, those of you who don't know what Dan does, like, we should probably introduce
him. We just assume that people know.
Yeah. He's my husband. And what's your business, my love?
So I am a certified financial planner with IG Wealth. So my professional title is Dan Haig and Associates Private Wealth Management. And my focus is on social impact. Mm-hmm. So I want to help people create bigger impact in the world, whether it's through ethical investments, through passing down money, through an intergenerational transfer of wealth. Yeah. So there's many avenues to do that. A lot of people aren't aware of how to do that in the most effective and efficient methods.
Yes.
So that's what I do.
And
I'm saying I do all the retirement planning as well too, but
what
fires me up, what gives me intrinsic value, is the social impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys can feel that, right? So Dan is certified across Canada. So if you are Canadian and you're searching for a financial planner, or maybe your current one isn't, because one thing we find often is people are like, oh, I have a financial planner, but like I don't actually really know them. They haven't called me in a year.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's been quite a year. So.
Yeah. Dan got into what he's doing now because relationships matter to him. Yeah. So
the personal connection, it's more than just the numbers for sure.
That's what we have in common, the relationships. All right. So, let's get into the what happened.
Okay. So, like I mentioned, we invested some money into a business. For me, it was the desire was to have something completely different from what we do in order to diversify. That was the logic behind it. And I was very eager to jump into something. So I looked at a few different options, and we invested money into an online guru who helps run an Amazon business. And I think not only from the financial perspective of how much money got invested into it, but also how much energy and time got invested into it. I think that was maybe the bigger drain last year, to be honest with you. I mean, we lost $100,000. Big chunk of money, without a doubt. That hurts.
Trying to start an Amazon store, investing in, and this was more Dan's endeavor. You know, you've invested a lot of time on those calls, learning about it with your peers. There was a cohort, a group coaching thing. And the promise from the company was that they would see them through with the launch and then continue everything, like take over everything. Yeah. So that was the promise.
And even starting this process off, I felt uneasy about it. And the more I talked to my people in my cohort, we felt uneasy about it. But of course, we were already committed financially at that point. We had to see it through. We couldn't just walk away at that point. So that, for me, went against everything that I find valuable in what I do as a financial planner. Mm-hmm. So when I talk to people about investments and I say, hey, you know, here's, we have backing, we've got regulations, we've got everything in place that we need. But this Amazon business was just so casual and lacked all that. And even though I felt uneasy before I invested the money, I didn't listen to myself.
Mm.
And I think that's one of my biggest takeaways. I didn't listen to myself. I didn't trust my instinct in this situation. It was totally against everything that I valued in my professional life. And I didn't listen to it because I was too excited, got too caught up in the moment, almost like the shiny object syndrome, but very expensive.
Very expensive. And it's like the person that was doing the best in your cohort was breaking even.
Yeah, he broke even. Everyone else lost money.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm grateful that we're able to absorb something like that financially. Yeah. Yes. A lot of money. It hurts. But yes, I do recognize we're in a position where we can absorb that. Whereas it didn't lead us into financial ruin. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're grateful that way. I think that's part of it is like, we're doing it from a place of overflow and abundance. And, you know, for me, like money is energy and it's like, okay, you know, but you can't be so like, I'm so spiritual and woo, but also I'm very grounded in the 3D world, in the practicality. Like those of you who work with me, you know, you always get like practical action steps. It's not like, oh, it's just energy. It's like, no, like let's ground this through. And so it's like, okay, do we have the actual funds to invest in this? And I mean, Mr. Financial Planner would know. And so, yeah, even though it's an overflow, even though we can play, it doesn't mean that it doesn't impact us emotionally, right? Like it, and even
it was
physically.
A huge impact emotionally.
Right? What are we sacrificing? Maybe we can't take that extra trip we wanted or whatever it may be. And I see that we're not alone in this. Angelique saying, yeah, we've been in a similar situation. Thank you for acknowledging, love. And I'm sorry that happened, we'll say for you as well, right? Because that is the thing. I think that's part of the mindset is that it's like we're human. We have the emotions. We're going to feel what we feel about this negative impact. Because it really hit you quite a bit too.
Yeah. You know, I invested a lot of my time and energy into it as well too. And I'm not the type of guy that gives up.
Yeah.
You know, I've run ultra marathons. I know what it takes to persevere.
Yeah.
So I continue to push and push and push, whereas other people in my cohort group just threw in the towel.
Yeah.
However, it came to a point where I'm like, yes, the money is there. What's the best course of action from this point going forward? Is it to continue to push and pursue something that's likely not going to achieve what I want and continue to invest more energy into it? Or is it to release it and give, like, take that stress away from my life, from our relationship, because it impacted us as well too, without a doubt.
Yeah. So. And it hit, like, what's totally being vulnerable, it hit some shame buttons, right? Like it really was like, holy shit, like this is, it's almost like that I should know better because this is what I do, and then how could this, like, this is happening, like this feels so it creates that internal conflict. So we just want to, you know, like, that's just, this is us like being real and raw and honest, like, you know, we do. If you've been following me for a while, you do see, like, Dan and I. And if you've been listening to our other Pleasure in the Bedroom and Bank episodes, we do talk about how to be in a healthy relationship with money. And, you know, sometimes we can't control the outcome. So then it's also looking at things on a spiritual level to be like, okay, how is this happening for me from a radical personal and spiritual responsibility rather than victim, you know, this is happening to me, how dare this, and then stay in that energy. It's really important to honor our feelings, but then also look at what is the real lesson here? What is it happening for me right now?
And I don't know when we've got to go to commercial here, but when
I was actually going to just ask Christopher if we can skip it. Typing it in.
I also want to speak about the benefits and the values that came out of this, right? Because releasing this was a very hard thing for me to do. Okay, so we got
we can skip our commercial today. Okay. Thank you, Christopher.
Wonderful. Merry Christmas, everyone. I mean, releasing it was an incredibly hard thing to do. And I think the lesson is, you know, I completely lost what I was going to say. What is important to me through this, pursuing what you know isn't fulfilling you is, how do I put this into words? I'm at a loss now. It just didn't feel like it was intrinsically valuable to me.
Yeah.
And the recognition of that now, I want to continue to pursue what I do that fills my bucket. So it's given me clarity and vision in terms of, I'm still struggling with relationship self-worth. So.
Sorry, babe, I'll just finish your sentence.
Yeah, for sure. So I was saying, it's given me strength to recognize that what I do personally and what I do in my profession has incredible value. And it's further fired me up to do the right thing, because I know what I do as a professional is the right thing for people. And there's no scam. There's no.
I was just going to say, you know, sometimes the things that happen, like we invest in things, right? So sometimes some of us invest in coaching that programs, let's say, that we didn't really get what we had hoped for. And what sometimes, though, if you look at it this way, the real thing is you got clarity in the contrast. You learned, you can't like to see it this way, that the lesson is, oh my gosh, I would never do business that way. Oh my gosh, like that isn't integrity for me. And it strengthens your own values and beliefs that are aligned more with you.
Exactly. A huge strengthening of my values, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. And I think this is, no, I don't think, I know this is what is firing me up for the next year as I'm planning 2023. This is huge. And I don't think I would have had the same motivation, the same desire.
Yeah.
Because I know what I do is so powerful and impactful.
Yes. Right? It reconfirms. It's
reconfirms
like
it, yeah.
Often, you know, when the shit hits the fan and the bad stuff is bad, quote unquote, stuff is happening, we can either choose to keep rolling in that and get stuck in that, or go, how is this happening for me? I know I'm probably repeating myself. That's really important. You know, so thank you, Angelique. We want to just really acknowledge, you know, like this is really hard. And the message that's coming through is, I hope that your hubby watches this and that he can hear that, because the comment is, her husband is still struggling with their loss because they went through something very similar that we just shared. And it does hit that self-worth of it. Like if he can hear that, what does this get to strengthen? What is the clarity that he receives in this contrast? And for me, I perceive it as, you know what? We can always generate more money. We can always generate more money. We can get, it's that part of that creative. And then like the more we lead with our passion, our purpose, money is a byproduct.
Yeah.
And so I think that was part of it too. Like this wasn't something you were super passionate about.
I was actually just going to comment on that too.
Selling not sexy shit. Yeah, okay.
It turned out to be more of a distraction than anything else. And I think that's another lesson I'm taking out of this too. I'm filtering out the distractions.
Yeah.
So I can continue to do what fills me up. Right.
Yeah.
Incredibly valuable lesson I got out of this.
Yeah. So, and so like, I even think about Like, I think network marketing is one of the smartest business models ever. And you would think that someone who is like a client attractor and specializes in social sales would freaking profit, like freaking be on fire with network marketing. I have probably done like a couple, and I have to say, I fucking suck at it. I suck at network marketing. And yet somebody could be like, oh, that's just a bleep. That's a story you're telling yourself. But no, I'm serious, you guys. Like, it's because I don't have the same passion selling products or whatever it might be versus like my own transformational programs. Like, that is aligned with my actual purpose of what I've been put here to be and do and have in this world. And so I think that's part of it too, right? It's like, it needs to align with something we're so fired up with, because that is a magnetic factor.
Yeah. And yes, a lot of comments coming in here. So open up the distractions. Exactly.
Yes.
It was interesting, even a few days ago. So I listen to YouTube when I'm in the car. Don't worry, I'm not watching the videos when I'm driving. But I listen to various YouTube videos when I'm driving, especially when I drive back to Edmonton or whatever. And I was noticing all the subscriptions that I have on my YouTube feed. And I'm like, this is garbage. This isn't doing anything of value for me. So I literally took out probably 75% of my subscriptions because they don't provide any value to me. Mm-hmm. So filtering out those that are not going to lift me up, allow me to lift myself up in the new year.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of symbolic of the filtering that I'm doing here. And then, of course, getting rid of the Amazon thing, getting rid of a few other items that are just
distractions.
Why?
Distractions. I think that was it. Because my word... Like, that was one of my lessons too, babe, is, which that's cool. I didn't know about Dan. See, I learned something about my husband too. For me, focus is my word for 2023. And usually my words are more like feminine, energetic. But this one really mattered so much to me for 2023. And focus actually has been my word since October when I realized it. I was talking to my business coach and I was like, listen, like, what am I missing that I'm not hitting? Because I, like, she had been sharing about a client who's a life coach who made 100K in less than a quarter, like in 3 months. I was like, okay, I can do that. Like, I've been very close to that. But what is happening that's not manifesting in my world? And so, and I love this, like, I'm this for my clients too, because it's direct, right? And there's no bullshit, but she was just like, focus. And I was like, oh yeah, like this month I'm on 3 different summits. I'm promoting other people, which is great. I freaking love promoting other people, but at the expense that it kind of cock blocks my own business. And so I'm like, oh, I see what you're saying. So even though on summits, it's been, you know, what's the word I want to use? Abundance in the fun in attracting more people into my world, which is beautiful. That is exactly what it is. And, you know, eventually, hopefully, like, some of those convert to clients, which, yes, that does happen. I recognize that I was on too many summits in 1 month. Like, no, let's not do that to your business. My business is sitting over here being like, you know what I mean? And so I'm like, okay. So I got clarity in the contrast and I went, that's right. After all these summits, I'm going to go full in 100%. And what I do is I get my clients sometimes who are also distracted. It's easier when you don't take it. It's like easy to give advice, but sometimes you don't take your own medicine. So it's like your own business, it has its own entity. So when I'm in the records, I'm accessing the name of your business because I'm feeling into the energy of it. And so for me, one of the exercises I sometimes get my clients to do is write a letter to their business. Sometimes it's an apology letter. I'm so sorry. I'm like betraying you. I'm ignoring you. I'm not actually giving you my full attention as if it's a person. And so what happened the next month was I created 23K in contracted sales. Okay. And then rolling into December more. Okay. So I was like, wow, look at what happens when I just realign and I put that focus right into my business. And it felt like pressing the button. Like it didn't feel like any like work, quote unquote. Now, having said that, I also realized I'm 6 years into my coaching business. I started out as a self-love coach for about a year and a bit. And so, and I was only working part-time in that first year because I was still a psychologist in private practice. So really separating that out. But it's like, and I want you all to hear this. This feels like when you hear people say, oh, ease, flow, joy, their business goes in phases. And in the first year of my business, I was even talking to somebody in a session yesterday, a client, and she has had her private practice. She's a therapist and for a long time. And it's just referrals, by referrals now, you know, and she's starting an online business, but it hasn't been at the point where she's hoping it would be. Like, she's kind of comparing. And I said, you know, in the first year of that business, you need to give it more attention. You need to actually put more like horsepower into it. And then the compound effects happens over time. And so now I can say 6 years into my coaching business, it definitely does feel more like ease, joy, and flow, because I can actually look back and go, wow, this year is about setting up the low ticket. This year is about the increasing my capacity energetically. So 2020, really, like, my business went into like 30K months, and I birthed my Client Attraction Academy signature program. That's my low ticket program. And then I outgrew that business model, but I wasn't ready to put out Soul Ascension Business Academy, which is my now 1 year group coaching 1-on-1 hybrid program. So I stepped back and I gave myself permission to increase my capacity. So that meant I will sacrifice my income so that I can increase the capacity, because I trust that what's to come will be what it will be in that abundance. I'm going to take a step back and be okay with not having the same level of income.
Investing in yourself.
You know, and yeah. I think in the coaching world especially, there's this toxic belief that you should be, you know, continue to increase, and you should be, and then there's shame around, like, oh my God, I'm not making the same money that I was. And oh my God, like, don't fall into that. Be clear about the big overall picture to go, what is most important? Mental health. Your mental health is the most important. Okay. And your mental, emotional health, your spiritual, just like as you increase that capacity. And then when I was able to birth out Soul Ascension Business Academy, I was ready. I was ready. And it's been a year. I've been loving this group so much. It's been incredible. Shannon's here. Thank you, Shannon, for being here. She's one of my soulmate clients in this beautiful program. And I have coaches that support them as well, other expert coaches. And so it's so beautiful to see, wow, take the long-term game. You know, too many times we hear people like in the coaching industry, the marketing, you know, oh, you know, make 10Ks within 2 months or 1 month or whatever. And that's possible, but they're not really saying who's doing that. These are people usually in the business for a long time. And then they're just, because I do have like one client, Trish, who made 10K. You guys can see that on my Instagram, right? In 1 month. It's because she's just needed, she had everything there, but she just needed a little bit more strategy to bring everything online. So then once you got it, then here we go, right? Whereas if you're just starting out new and fresh, you got to build your audience. You got to get clear about your niche, your messaging, your branding. And once we get really clear about that, now putting out that masterclass, and then you're going to tweak that first masterclass. You're going to learn from it. You're going to get the data. You're going to feel into your energy. How does that? Take what resonates, tweak what doesn't, and then do it again, right? So it's trial and error. And that's like the first year or so in business, and then you're moving in. And sometimes, you know, it again depends on what the background is as you're moving into this. So please give yourself grace. I feel like a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah, incredible advice there. You know, we've been together for 20 years, married for 16, and I still love, you know, hearing the advice Roz gives me. Sometimes she calls me out on my own shit, which is
vice versa. I love it.
Yeah. And but that's how we grow. You know, in the moment, sometimes you don't want to hear it, but then you take it back, you contemplate for a while, process it, then you're like, well, it's the truth. Right.
And that's because we are able to call each other on our shit because we have that trust.
Yeah.
Right. With each other, we feel safe. And that's always, whether it's a professional relationship or a personal relationship, even friendship, right? That you need that safety first so that you can say what you need to say. Otherwise, there's defensiveness, right? So let's get to the questions, love. So if I feel called to pull cards, I will. I think I do. I think. Let's just feel into what spirit is telling me. So the first question that got submitted, I'm going to keep it anonymous because I told this person that I would. Let me just see if I can sort of like concise this. So this person is in a relationship. This is her first committed, real and committed relationship. They've been dating for about a year and a half. There's potential there to be life partners, but there's a question of not really certain. So when I'm reading these questions, if you resonate with this situation as well, just know that, you know, this can be for you as well. It's not just specifically for the person, because as you were hearing me and Dan speak, and I feel called to pull from the energy card, Oracle cards, which is one of my favorite decks, that I haven't played with in a while, actually. So the other thing about this is the partner is open-minded, but just not super into all the multi-dimensional ways of thinking. We're pointing at each other if you guys are listening on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm open to it, but I'm not immersed in it.
So Dan's more the logical, Earth 3D. I'm more 5D and beyond, grounded in 3D. So how do we make this work? Well, so we can talk about this, but let me pull a card for the person first. Sure. Okay. Focus. Holy, this could be a 2-hour show. God, this is fun. Okay. Oh. Woman holding a heart. And my love, I will actually like message you privately about this. Okay. Because what's coming through is, as I feel into this is about holding space. And I'll even share from my personal example, like experience with being in a relationship, very similar to your question, is it's like holding space for the possibilities and divine timing. I don't impose myself on Dan. Like, I'm not like, oh, well, you know, you should believe this and you should, and I'm not that I'm saying you do. I don't believe you do either. I know you. But it's holding energetic space and really like going, okay, you know, and when you have discussions, just really putting in your perspective about it from how you perceive it, from a spiritual perspective. It could be possible, or I invite you to try to see it this way, or I invite, like, this is how I would handle it, you know, take it for what it's worth, but let him just chew on it. In fact, what's been really cool is literally I gifted Dan a couple's psychic session reading with somebody, and what was cool was that out of that session, you said it. You're like, I'm seeking. I'm searching for something more for me spiritually.
Correct, yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never heard Dan say that before. Like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I'd been, I don't know if I'd been waiting for this, but it was like music to my heart. My soul would be like, wow, like that is really cool. And I fully support, of course, I fully support Dan in that. And he gets to decide, and this is his time to search. And I just hold space for him to find what is most aligned for him right now.
Yeah. And once again, it comes back to the filtering out of the distractions too. So taking out these things that are not meaningful to me also open my eyes to saying, well, what is meaningful? Mm-hmm. And then I'm saying, well, I think that a piece of the pie that's missing in my life is an impactful spiritual life.
Yes.
I grew up, priest and a nun were my parents. They were priest and nun before they were my parents. so I had spirituality, I had religion mm-hmm. when I was a child, and I've faded away from that. But I know that I feel that that is an aspect of me that I want to nurture and continue to grow and evolve in my own life. I just don't know which avenue to pursue as of yet. I haven't really embraced any specific
way of being, yes. Like in terms of spirituality. And one thing I want to say, and I've said it to Dan, is it's inside you, and it's more about finding the community that aligns, right? And that is what Dan's in search of. And actually, it was kind of cool because after the session, we went to go pick up our kids from a play date. And I just started channeling. I started telling him what I saw for him in terms of like, are you okay if I share, or do you want to keep that here to yourself right now?
It's all good.
Yeah, for Dan, I just saw this vision like.
I'm an open book.
Yeah, you are. I'm so grateful for you. I just saw this vision of him being in California with a group of conscious men who are leaders in their own right, fathers, businessmen, and the facilitator was work, like they were in a circle and they were doing breath work. And I was like, oh my gosh, like something around embodiment, consciousness, like just really discovering more. Cause Dan's really into personal development too. Like we both are, we love doing it. And that's why we're a power couple. That's why we function the way we function, right? And so I just really saw it more as a personal development, which then taps into, because spirituality to me is like, it's how you carry yourself, it's who you be, right? And who you're becoming. And it's believing that we're all souls having human being experience. And right now it's so cool that you actually started doing some research around it too.
Yeah, I've looked into some of the in-person events because I feel in-person is always the most impactful, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of tired of sitting behind a screen as we're sitting behind a screen right now. But, you know, 2.5 years of COVID, you want some more personal interaction. Mm-hmm. I know there's so much more out in the world and so much more that I want to become.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my research, using my left brain to do my research to build a better self.
Beautiful. And so I'm going to name the next questions. They posted publicly on my Facebook page. So, and I think that these are really good questions. It was the same question. So Marianne and Tiffany, you both asked, how can I best use my gifts and talents to create a successful career path? I'm going to pull a card for each of you. And then I think we can just jam about that as a general, like general for the collective as well. So this one's for Marianne. Second chakra archangel Ariel. Okay, so that is, the second chakra is all about the self-worth. It's all about, oh my God, Marianne, can't make this shit up, because she is the pleasure coach and helping women who are usual 40s and beyond in the empty nest to really embrace their sexuality and really like move into more of the pleasure of life and, you know, themselves in all areas and just really like moving that pleasure into business as well, so that pleasure brings in as a byproduct money. And so this is calling you to keep being in the energy of awakening and deepening and moving through all of your ways of being at even that next level of magnetism in your second chakra. Okay, really tapping into this and tapping into at the highest level of sexual energy is creativity. Right. And so this is our life force energy. So what are all the ways you're very creative? You haven't, I've been told you haven't tapped into all the different ways and how you can be creative. You have a very strong history in the corporate world. There is ways to be creative, accessing that as well. I'm just really getting I'm getting like three or four avenues to like really like just tap into with your magic, with your medicine, and bring it in to all these different ways. It feels like some of them might be collaborations, some of them might be speaking, going back into the corporate world and speaking more so from the profits sector and speaking to that, and then bringing, you know, sneaking in the back end like that pleasure a little bit more, because they need to hear that. They need to hear that. So that's where you love. Okay, and Tiffany, for you, do you want to pull the card for Tiffany?
Sure.
Okay. Tiffany's one of my newer clients
in Client Attraction Academy. All right.
This one. I was eyeballing this one.
Okay. Oh, happy family. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, happy family. Okay. So for you, it's starting with what is it that you want for yourself and your son and your family. And family, what I'm really getting for you is it's not just blood. It's more, you're creating a community. You just moved to our local area and you're creating, I see you creating your own community, quote unquote family here. And it starts with you just really tapping in. Your other question was, how do I, and someone else asked this too, and it might be Marianne, I can't recall, but somebody asked, how do I bring in the, like all the different aspects of my passion? That's why I call the alchemy of you. Look at me, right? I don't just do business coaching. I'm opening up the Akashics. I bring in my life coach, my former psychologist hat, marriage and family therapy, my somatic trauma-informed inner child work, my shamanic work. Like, I don't separate any of these. I just bring them in into alchemy, and they're tools in my tool belt so that when I'm being asked or in coaching my clients, I bring out the tools that I need. So sometimes some of my clients are here, right? Like, you will see when we have our one-on-one sessions, Shannon can attest to this. Sometimes we're not talking about anything business strategy, nothing. It's all about the clearings. It's all about the karmic past lives, it's clearing all that stuff. Then it's like the actual life coaching that comes in to be like, okay, here you're in, we do a lot of somatic. I'm very deep with my clients. So somatic ends like shifting, and then you're showing up in, you're feeling this new state of bold and unapologetic that's authentic to you. And then there's a practice piece. There's a homework piece. So Shannon, I hope it's okay that I'm sharing this, but for Shannon, it was like wear more red because she wasn't wearing many colors, and red for her felt like passion. It was like that boldness, and she started to wear more red, and that literally aligned with inside out. It was just that reminder, those cues. So without that process though, and it's just, if I just told her, hey, wear more red, that would mean nothing. She might just like having a red, but like, it was like, there was a part of her that felt afraid to be seen. And so this is about coming out and like really allowing herself to be seen and to shine her gifts and her offerings. So Shannon's amazing. She helps other leaders, particularly in the rural area, to flourish. She's also one of our flourishing life coaches. So love it. Okay, let's look at, so I hope that was helpful for some of the other people. Another question. We got a few more minutes here. Angelique, who's been here playing with us. What am I here to experience during this current void I'm going through?
I'll pick a card for you, Angelique.
Okay. Ooh. Hostilities. Ooh. Okay. So just noticing this card. Besides a very good looking man. Okay. And just notice what immediately pops up, like what situation, what person, what circumstances feels hostile and might not actually be on the outside. It might be within yourself. Yes. I'm getting a yes. So what are you working through right now? This void is this time for you to, it's almost like the abyss. So it's like you're feeling, oftentimes when we're like in this, it's not going to feel like it, but ascension, we need to like be, allow ourselves to be in this void. I remember, I'm going to just share a story that's coming up that might serve and support you. So take it for which parts resonate. But I remember 2 years ago when I had a broken open moment. It felt like I was in literally in this abyss. I was working with, my healer, Trish Bowie, who was my former client. And she was like, oh yeah, I've been here before. Cause I would just start describing what I saw. I'm like, I'm in the abyss. I feel like there's clouds, nobody's around. I'm so scared. There's an edge there. Like, I can't move. Like, I don't want to, I feel so alone. She's like, oh yeah, I've been there before. I'm like, what? I'm not making a shit up. And she goes, no, there's a time when your angels actually step back. Like they're still here, but they step back so that you can just really be here and sit with the discomfort and be in it and let yourself build. What is it that we're like, it's like someone building tolerance to it, because what's to come is it's like, there's more, like there's so much medicine in that. It's not darkness, but in that void. And when we allow ourselves to sit with and just be with it, and no, please know you're not alone. Okay. So reach out if you need to, but you're not alone. And it's trusting that there's something greater when we allow ourselves to walk through that. And then things just then start unfolding. So it's just a period for you where you're actually in this process of ascending. And sometimes it doesn't look, ascension is not fun, you guys. No, it's not love and light. And it's like, holy moly, I feel like I'm in the abyss. I like what's happening, right? So just know that this is so much part of your purpose and awakening process.
I also want to add a little bit of commentary on this. What I got out of this was not someone who's attacking, but someone who's prepared, someone who has the tools available to them. Yes, the tool in this situation is a sword, but this person is confident and ready to take on whatever is approaching them. So this is, I think, a very powerful strength-based card, what I see.
Nice. Love it. Okay. Monica, when is the one going to arrive? Ooh, the garden and the gate. Okay, so as you can see, there's lots of abundance on the other side of the gate, and she's holding the key. She's holding the key. So this card is often, it's often about like being aware that not everything what's the right words that are coming through? It's like, sometimes when we like move into that, grass is always greener on the other side, but we sort of avoid our own, the word temptation is coming in. Like, it's like, you're so tempted. And then it's like, oh, you move into the other side, but it's not as like, there's something where there's false.
You're blinded to, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're blinded.
You're blinded. Like, not everything is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
Just
like my Amazon business.
Right. That's exactly what came up. Right. Yeah. And so everything you have is within you. Mm-hmm. But I also, because I know Monica very well, she's one of my clients as well. And so just like, and this is still coming back, like there's a move first. There's a move first. You're so focused on you and your business, which is phenomenal, and the impacts that it's like, you don't have the space right now for that relationship. But it's also, the person isn't where you live right now. So that's where what I'm getting. Yeah. Okay. So I think we have two more really quickly. Gloria, I would like some guidance to have find out what my mission is on this planet at this time. Okay. Goddess of the Moon. All right, so Goddess of the Moon. So just even notice what comes up when you see this card, when you see it's a woman carrying got her hands on the moon. It's very powerful. There's something around us being a spiritual leader, and really like tap more into this moon energy and let it guide you. I'm just hearing like, just study the moon more if you're not studying it. That will give you more insight. Okay. And Shauna, when and what does magically, financially, prosperous work look like for me? Okay. Angel of Balance. Okay. So where in your life are you feeling like, you got to let go of some things first. It feels like you're doing too many things. If I'm seeing the Angel of Balance, like this really needs to be, you got to find that thing and with like really being radically honest with yourself, what no longer serves and supports, and just let go of that because it's draining your energy. It could be in your personal life or your professional life, but energy matters. Clean up that energy, have those hard conversations, do what you need to do, and that feels like you'll have more room to be magnetic for those things that are more aligned with you. All right, so that's what we got today. Thank you so much, you guys. If you want a deeper reading, please let me know. You can just DM me, Bold Sexy Warrior. You can go to my website, rosalindfung.com, and book in under work with me. If you are desiring to really take your life, your business to that next level, bold and unapologetic visibility, absolutely book in a discovery call with me, and let's see how we can best work together. You can go to, once again, my website, rosalindfung.com, under discovery call.
And I want to finish off with a quote I saw a few days ago. The chaos in my life is forging me because I choose to press on.
Beautiful.
Take your lessons and pursue your goals.
So we're going to like end this with a light language. So just breathing in this language, light language will just clear, heal, activate whatever it is that you're meant to receive. Breathing in. And out. Beautiful. Thank you for masters, teachers, and loved ones for the pure love found here. The records are now closed. Amen. Thank you, my loves. Have a wonderful new year. We'll see you in the new year very soon.
Here's to an abundant 2023.
Woohoo! Let us know your takeaways.
Thanks, my love.